Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
We celebrate and salute Lord Neil of Innes, who passed away. Catherine's headphones aren't working. Go and sort it out with Lady Alex. You two are going to make a great team. We salute and celebrate Neil Innes, who passed away. Was it yesterday? Good evening, dear listener. The Late Night Alternative New Year's Eve special. For those people what don't like New Year's Eve, I'm Ian Lee. Catherine Boyle is somewhere. Lady Alex is manning the desk out there. We are here for 4 hours. Until 2 a.m., I have no idea who was on before me. I have even less idea who was on after me. But I tell you this, I shall leave the studio in a much tidier condition than the one to which I found. If you want to take part tonight, very, very simple. You just pick up the telephone and you give us a call. 0344 499 1000. There is a man crawling on the floor between my legs, desperately trying to fix the messed up headphone situaziano that we find ourselves in. How's it going, Alex?
Not good.
Here's the thing. This may have been like this for the whole Christmas period. We just don't know because the B team has been in. You can tell a station's calibre by the B team. And let's just say the calibre of this station is excellent because we have Mr. Howard Hughes filling in for us. And he will be filling in for us for the rest of the week. What's the...
I think it's that box.
What box?
On your side.
Nothing to do with me. I'm not touching that box because when I touch that box, bad things happen. But when I touch this box, we get to speak to Alan Caddy. Good evening, Alan.
Hiya, Mark.
Hello, Alan. Hiya, boya, mia, boya, mamma mia.
How was your Christmas?
None of your beeswax.
No, good old. Can't believe it. New year, new decade.
New year. Well, technically, it's not a new decade. I mean, technically, the end of every year is the beginning of a new decade. But this decade, am I right in thinking, maths fans, that this decade doesn't end for another year?
Well, that's if you believe the new millennium started in 2001.
Well, I believe you can't start on a zero.
Well, we have the year 2000. When we had 2010.
Yeah, I know how years. I know years, but you can't start on a euro. On a euro? Wow, there's a Brexit reference. On a zero. Jesus wasn't born in the year zero. Jesus was born in the year. It was born.
4 BC.
On what?
I think it was the year 4 BC.
How could Jesus be born on the year 4 BC? Do you know what the BC stands for?
Before Christ.
Yeah, exactly. So he can't have been born 4 years before Christ. He was Christ.
That's what Jehovah's Witnesses were telling me.
Were they?
Yeah.
The Jehovah's Witnesses, I don't know much about the Jehovah's Witnesses. I always try and chat to them when they come around. The Jehovah's Witnesses were telling you that Jesus was born 4 BC?
Yeah.
That is incredible. Incredible.
And also, I've got my predictions for the first celebrity death of 2020.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I want to play that game.
Like I say, I got my first prediction.
Okay, well, let's hear it. But it's not really a game I want to play all night.
Federal Europe. Because we're leaving, baby.
So the death of... You're predicting the death of Europe.
And that is literally will be the final countdown.
You're predicting the death of Europe on a game that we're not prepared to play for the rest of the evening.
Because we're going out.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. I have not read a single newspaper in pretty much the last 2 weeks that I've been off, and I've not watched any of the news programmes, and I've switched on, like, newsy radio for a few minutes and then just thought, I don't need this. I don't need this. So I've switched off. So I've been listening to music radio. I have been listening... I have been listening to compact discs. I have been reading books. And I don't know what the hell is happening in the world. And my head is a whole lot better for it.
Well, we've had bushfires in Australia.
Have you? You're in Australia, are you?
No, I'm just saying...
Well,
what
they have. You haven't. Okay, well, here's the thing, Alan. Stop... I felt better when I didn't know bad things were happening. Now I know there are bushfires, so I feel bad.
But we're still celebrating New Year's in Sydney.
Stop. Okay, well, that's great news. Here's the thing. Why don't we just... Everyone phone up and just say good things tonight.
344-499-15. Let's bring joy and happiness to the world.
Said the man who just told us that Australia is burning. 0344-499-1000. Let's get Catherine's microphone on. Catherine, do you have headphones?
No.
Why?
None of these headphones on this side. None of these sockets are working. Now, someone...
She's genuine. Here's the thing. I'm laughing.
She's sitting in the studio with headphones on and couldn't hear anything and didn't say anything.
She's genuinely peed off. As you should be.
I am.
As you should be.
4 hours. It's quite important that I...
Well...
I'm able to hear the calls.
Does that one not work?
None of them work. None of the sockets work.
My socket works.
Your socket does. None of the guest contributor sockets work. I wonder whether...
Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
I'm on it.
That one works.
There we go. All right. Now,
flipping it, man.
Can we?
This is sabotage.
Can
so basically,
we leave
the contributor headphones on the whole desk?
All
don't
the contributors
work.
Here. None of them are. They don't even have their microphones turned on when they come in. It's all about the host.
They've all had their headphones on today. They don't work.
Can we leave the sourness outside now? Outside, as we say goodbye to 2019 and hello 2020.
I would like to be able to help you with that, but I think it's genetic.
I hate New Year's Eve. I hate it. That's why me and Catherine are always very, very happy. For the Greeks, here's a Greek reference for you. This year, itsy-ketsy. But generally, we're very, very happy to work New Year's Eve because I don't like it. I've never had a successful New Year's Eve. It's always ended in lonely disappointment. I think you know what I mean by that, lads. Or an argument.
Uh-huh.
Or vomiting. I've never had a successful New Year's Eve. That's why this is a New Year's Eve show for those guys and gals what don't like New Year's Eve. We won't even mention it that much after this.
I had a couple that were good. The one I can remember just about that was good involved me dressed as Supergirl.
Hi, Chihuahua!
Doing the conga in the street.
Well, there you go. The conga, by the way, is a grossly undervalued part of British culture. People say that we don't have like a national dance. Some people go, oh, it's the fellas with the balloons and the bells.
The Morris men.
No. It's the conga. The conga is the dance of Britain. And as we follow our plough... can I do my Brian Walden? I think that's what the kids want on the last 2 hours of 2019. I'm Brian Walden as we plow our plow out of Europe. We shall be congoing around the British Isles with two fingers up to Merkel and her ilk. I'm Brian Walden.
Because as we know, you couldn't conga anymore. The whole time.
You couldn't conger under EU rules.
You could barely do the okie cokie. That's someone with a clipboard turning up.
And that's what it's all about. How would I say your name? Oh, Emray!
Yeah, hello, Ian.
Hello there.
I was watching your stream the other day. It was mine on Twitch, and I've not called for 2 years. That's what I had to call
2 years. What was happening in those 2 years, Emray? Were you in prison? Were you abroad? Were you on the run from the feds, the popo? What was going on?
I was watching Piers Morgan.
For 2 years? And you're... What the hell have you poisoned?
I mean, it feels like he's on telly all the time, but I didn't realise he actually was.
You have poisoned your mind by watching that imbecile. Anyway, Ray, you are now back on the safe side. You're speaking to angels. What can I do for you?
Right, so I wanted to ask about Good Morning Britain, which is quite funny, really. So, you know when you have your earpiece on?
Yes.
What's actually going on in there? Because I've heard so many stories that they're all just shouting at you.
No, here's the thing. All right, so when you're on TV, as I haven't been for a while, you have a little earpiece. I wear it in my left ear. Most right-handed people wear it in their right ear. I wear it in my left. It always confuses the sound guy, but I do.
Is it because you're more likely to turn the other side to camera?
No.
Why then?
I just when I have a phone call, I hold the phone to my left ear. That's just the way I do these things.
A weirdo.
Okay, that's certainly one thing. And you can have your earpiece. This is a fun thing to talk about. You can have your earpiece open or switch. Set to switch. Open means it is open to the gallery all the time, which means you can hear everything. About 20 people in the gallery, it means you can hear everything that's being said in the gallery. I can't work like that. Work like that. I have it set to switch. What that means is when the director wants to talk to me, they hit a switch and they go, Ian, we need to wrap this up. Can you finish this in 35 seconds, please? And trust me, when they say finish in 35 seconds, I will go on for another 3 or 4 minutes. But so that's how I have it set, Emre. I have it set to switch.
That's pretty cool. Because I see Piers Morgan shouting at them a lot in the earpiece.
Oh, Piers Morgan is a bully. Piers Morgan is a thug. And Piers Morgan gets paid a lot of money to pretend to shout at people. It's an act. It's an act. It's an obnoxious act. One that I'm hoping that as a people, as a generation, we can move away from. But it's an act. The whole thing on Twitter. I've met Piers. Lovely. Really, they blocked me on Twitter.
I quite like him.
I think his views are abhorrent, and I think what he spouts is fairly dangerous. But he gets the viewers and he gets the big bucks. And let's just say I'm not back on that show anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question. I did text him.
Get rid of Richard.
Sorry?
Get rid of Richard.
Get rid of Richard. Exactly. Let's start a cabal to get rid of Richard Arnold, shall we? 03444991000. What?
What's going on in that roof over there? Looks like someone's bouncing fire.
Yes. Yeah,
fireworks.
Fire bouncing. It's not fireworks. It's not what fireworks look
what
like.
What is it going up and down?
Hang on, let's see if we can just zoom in just a little bit. There we go. I'll close the blind because you shouldn't be looking out the window. You should be looking at me, concentrating on me, concentrating on the show, having a lot of fun. 03! 03!
Oh, I've missed this.
The listeners haven't. Neither has management. 03 44 4. Hang on a minute. Mark, what? Hang on a minute. I'll take this. Mark, why do you keep calling up and then when Lady Alex answers the phone, you disappear?
Well, I've not had the phone's not been answered.
I've seen him answer the phone.
Well, he's not come through to the phone.
I have seen this guy. Alex, defend thyself, witch.
Literally pick the phone up and he hangs up.
I think you're impatient. What's going on with you, Mark?
Before I speak to him, so to be fair.
Mark, you're live on Talk Radio. Yes?
Good evening, guys.
Jeez, can we have some people that sound... I know we're not allowed to do this anymore. It got banned in radio. But when you, years ago... And I was never really party to this. I was around when it happened, but it was never on a show I did. You say you're giving away a James Bond VHS box set. And the reason I'm thinking of that is I used to work with Alex at another radio station. I know for a fact that a producer fixed it so that he won. Do you remember that producer? I won't, no names, no pack drill. But a producer rigged a competition so he got the James Bond VHS box set, right?
Gosh.
But you would do a competition, right? So I'm the person answering the phones, right? Wouldn't be a producer back in the 90s. And you're phoning in. Hello, you're through to the radio competition. What's your answer, please?
Hello, is the answer Scaramanga?
Okay, and how excited would you get if... Could you make your excited voice, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid the prize is gone already. Sorry about that. Can we go to the next call straight after. Hello, line 2, you're through to the radio competition.
Is the answer Scaramanga?
At what noise would you make if you're... Yeah, if you just hold down, I'll put you through, you'll be on air in 30 seconds. That's how they used to do it, right? You're not allowed to do it anymore. But can we do it with just like regular phone-ins? Can we fix regular phone-ins so that people sound enthused?
I believe the way they used to do it in the olden days with horses is with a sprig of ginger up the old Jackson.
Can we put some ginger up your bum, Mark?
If you want to.
I want to!
Can we warm it up first, hang on. Bend over. There you go.
Thank you.
Right. Can we have a little bit of enthusiasm?
Yeah, I'm enthusiastic. I've just finished a nice 15-hour shift.
Oh, OK. Well, come on.
OK, then, Mark. OK.
So, yeah. So what I was calling up to see is how Catherine's getting on with the clicker for the cat.
With her what?
Oh, my clicker.
The clicker for the cat. That's something that you click and the cat comes
Jeez,
in.
I mean, I really thought 4 hours we would steam through and do a great... So far, we've had a phone call from an idiot, we've had a call about earpieces, and now we've got a guy who I think may have died 3 weeks ago talking to us about a cat clicker.
It's very exciting times.
As opposed to a cat
Basically, she'll do anything if she's hungry, Mark. So it's very hit and miss at this point. I'm hoping that she will succumb to the training schedule, or I'll give up.
Oh, because I've seen it with dogs before.
No. Let's start again. Let's have the break. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. I've got no idea what's happening. So the headphones don't work in this place? We're away for... Let's be generous and say 2 weeks. And the headphones don't work? Someone's... Get down there! Sit down there! Someone's controlling... My faders! Someone's controlling my faders! Remotely! Where's my computer fader? Get down there! Is this the same guy? Hang on a second. Let's just see what's going on. Is this the same... Hello, is that the same Mark?
What same Mark?
No, it's a different Mark. Okay.
It's other Mark. Mark 2.0.
Yes, Mark.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath. Happy New Year for later.
Thanks, I'll save it.
That's one in the bank, isn't it?
Cap, save it for an hour of 40.
I will.
Thank you so much, Marcus.
Ian, just two things I wanted to talk about. You're a gamer. Have you got a Nintendo Switch?
My anus? I'm a gamer.
No, you're a gamer.
I'm a gamer, yes.
Gamer, loves the games.
I'm a gamer.
Well, so I bought my son a Nintendo Switch for Christmas, and the games I got him, aren't they great?
What
lost interest.
What games did you get?
Luigi something or other.
Luigi Ghost Mansion. Luigi's Mansion 3,
Hello Neighbour.
Oh, that's rubbish. Hello Neighbour.
Was that about a neighbour being a murderer?
Yeah, Hello Neighbour. My son played that, but the only way you can complete Hello Neighbour is by watching how they do it on YouTube, because it's the most convoluted, complicated puzzle game in the world.
And also Mario Kart. We weren't at...
Whoa. Is this a prank call?
Oh, no.
Is this a troll? Are we being trolled? Is this the other radio station trolling us? You didn't like Mario Kart?
Well, maybe it's because we haven't played it on the telly yet. We've just played it on the Switch because we were at me mum's for Christmas. So maybe we haven't put it on the telly yet. So is it better on the telly?
Mario Kart is one of the... You, sir, are a scumbag. Mario Kart, sir...
New Year's Eve,
you're our first... Thank you, Mark. You've given us a feature. We haven't got any material. I haven't even looked at the papers. We have our first feature, New Year's Eve scumbags. And the first award, Mark, the first award goes to you for besmirching the name of one of the greatest... video game franchises in the world, Mario Kart, and I've played this iteration of Mario Kart. Mario Kart is awesome.
I didn't think I was going to get an award like this on New Year's Eve.
I'm writing it down because I like that. First one goes to Mark for Mario Kart.
Also, one more thing.
Hang on a minute. Let me just tell you one game you've got to get because I got this for my boys and we had so much fun, like actually laughing.
Just a minute. How old is your son?
9.
Yeah. Okay, your son liked Mario Kart. You didn't, and you imposed that on him the same way that people do with religion. What the game that I bought for my son, and we were laughing so much, and I'm going to nick it off him because I want to play it and stream you playing it, is Just Dance 2020.
Oh, God.
Oh, Just Dance. I wish I had a video of it, but it's got my son in it, otherwise I'd post it. I'm going to take my horse up the York Kent Road. I'm going to ride until I can't no more.
I did 2 dances on
Shattered.
Just Dance. Still aching today.
Mark, mate, you might want to have a couple of sherbets, but get that. Your boy might as well. Get that. Set that up. It's better on the big screen, but we did it on the small screen. We rested it on a bookshelf. We books go there. You may not know that. And we danced, and it was the most hilarious thing. And then my 7-year-old is dancing, and he's the next day he's singing this song. I said, where did you get this song from? And he said, oh, it's from Just Dance. Ooh. And this is the song he was singing. Back streets back. All right.
Oh, yeah. What a dude.
Get that game, Mark. You'll love it. It's funny, funny, funny. Go on. What else did you have?
Here's another recommendation.
Go on, Kath.
If you want to play a game where you...
Hang on,
Mark. If you want to play a game where you play together and probably end up screaming at each other because you've got to work together on something...
Yeah.
Overcooked, and it's not expensive.
Oh, I hate that.
No, it's great. It's one of these games where you're in you're two little chefs or more.
It's one of these games where you're two little chefs, as though there's a whole genre of two little chefs.
And you have to work together to get as many meals out as possible while the customers get increasingly irate. It's brilliant.
It is fun. I struggle with that because it's fiddly as flick. But
talking about meals, that puts me onto my next.
Oh, there we go.
Looks as if I knew.
Yes.
Right. So I was sad to hear of the passing of June Whitfield. Yeah?
Wait,
I used to love a bit of Terry.
Hang on. I thought she died 8 years ago, didn't she? She died like 2 or 3 years ago.
No. She died yesterday or the day before.
No, Catherine, please. Why?
29th of December, Catherine, 2018, yeah.
2018, that's last year.
Yeah.
It's
a year ago, Mark.
Of things on Twitter. Oh, sorry. I saw loads of things on Twitter. I can't say the next bit then if she died.
Thank you very much indeed for your call, Mark. There we go.
He's going to have to just deal with that news. Let it sink in.
Here's the thing. A lot of people die again and again and again because old tweets are rediscovered and retweeted as new.
And someone yesterday made a kind of Sergeant Pepper collage of everyone that had died this year. And I was looking through it and I was thinking, wow, they only died this year? Like Doris Day, I thought, died years ago.
Yeah, she died this year, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's good that it's got Peter Tork and Neil Innes in it. Oh, I cried. I was streaming. Streaming on Twitch, and we just had a nice meditation because I really want. I'm meditating every single day. David and Ed, stay there. I will come to you in a minute. I promise. 0344 499 1000. And I was meditating, and it just came out of the meditation. So everyone's feeling very relaxed. And I scrolled through the chat to see what I missed. And our friend Pete, friend of the show, former Apprentice correspondent, no less, said that Neil Innes had died, and. I burst into tears. And I don't quite know. I think I've got a theory. At the time, I didn't quite know why Neil Innes had me actually bawling my eyes out. B-A-W-L. Bawling my eyes out. And I went and got... I'd got a couple of weeks ago, I crowdfunded his new album. Although I didn't get sent the album. But I bunged a few quid towards the album. And I think it was like... there's only 30 quid or maybe 50 quid, which still seems very, very cheap. He would handwrite the lyrics out of one of your favourite songs of his. And so I got him to do Double Back Alley by The Ruttles, which is their version of Penny Lane, and it's just great. And I'd got it framed, and we played Double Back Alley on the stream, and I'm holding this picture, and I just went. I was just in absolute, like, sobbing. I think, and it is really sad, and I was lucky enough to interview Neil Innes maybe 8 or 9 years ago. I was talking to him about coming on the show, but Neil Innes is one of the worst people to try and arrange an interview with because you do it through him or his wife. I think his wife's name is Yvonne, but I may be wrong.
Yes,
or
I think she is.
Is it Yvonne or Yvette? I think it's Yvonne. And I'd message him and say, Neil, do you want to come on? Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Give me a date. And then send him some dates. Wouldn't hear back. You'd email him after that date. Oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot. It wasn't him being rude. It wasn't him being...
He just forgot.
And I love that about him. Here's my theory as to why Neil Innes affected me so much, right? And I think this ties in slightly with when David Jones died. Because I really associate... I remember seeing the Ruttles when I was about 14, 15 years old. I remember going to a record fair in Slough, in a small church hall behind the high street. There was a guy there called Keith Badman who was selling bootleg VHS videos, and he did a really bad gruff, really horrible grunt that stunk the place out. He now writes... He's now a respected rock biographer, this Keith Badman.
Gosh, and I'm guessing he works alone a lot.
Yeah. And I bought the Ruttles, and I don't think I've got it anymore, the Ruttles on vinyl for like £2.50.
I've never seen the Ruttles.
I know you haven't. It's great. But the album's even better. And it was this beautiful vinyl thing with a booklet, and I've lost it. And that was when I was about 15. And 15 was when things started going really wrong. 14, 15 is when things started going really wrong for me. My dad leaving me, kind of getting involved in horrendous kind of sexual escapades with gentlemen. And that was when things... I became very angry for a good few years, but it kind of started there. Very, very angry and very lost and very confused. I got lost. Got lost around about 14, 15. I was a bit lost before, but... And I was wondering if his death... Because when he died, the first thing I remember was picking up that album out of a tray in this record fair in Slough. And it took me straight back to being 14, 15. And I wonder if that's why I'm crying, because I identify with that so much. I don't know. A little bit of cod psychology there. I don't know. But of all the deaths this year, Neil Innes, oh, that was the one. That was the one that got me. Let's go to David Babcock.
Me.
You.
Is that your name?
Well, yeah, I suppose it is.
Okay. Okay. Well, if that's your... That's, okay. What is wrong? Why? Where is the vibe tonight?
Know. What's it all about, Babcock?
What's it all about, Babcock?
I don't want to be... I'm having a poo right now.
Okie dokie. Oh, we'll come back to you in a few minutes.
Really?
Let's hear an advert from one of our colleagues, and hopefully during that time, David Babcock will have finished his toilets.
This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Weekends with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio. Weekends with Penny Smith. Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 on Talk Radio.
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Smooth. Smooth.
Hello.
You can't blame us for that one. David, have you finished? Because we're doing like... this is our mature show now. This is our new mature style. So I'm hoping you finished.
There's nothing that mature about it. We all do it, but sadly, no, it's one of them ones.
Okie dokie. David, what have you got for us? David,
does it mean no, he's not?
David, let's not dwell on it. David,
he's dwelling on it.
The singer, what? Because David is now a singer.
Oh, I noticed.
Performs online, singing online with strangers and friends alike. Mm-hmm. What have you got for us this evening?
Well, it's just, you know, 2019's been and gone.
Well,
not
still
quite.
Not quite, mate.
Nearly. I'm afraid there's nothing entertaining about it. I was just going to say a little thank you to you two.
That's entertaining. How are you going to thank us through the medium of... Well, you can't really move. Are you going to sing?
I can't move at the moment.
Could you sing?
I mean, geez.
I didn't want it to be this way. I didn't want to be... You know, on
okay,
well,
let's, okay, let's moving away from that. So,
sorry.
Well, okay...
Well, there were times, I don't think you realise just how life-changing you've been for me. And I think it's because of over the Christmas period when you weren't on, it's brought it home.
You had to spend time with your baby, didn't you?
I've got a baby.
There we go, you see. This guy's a New Year's Eve scumbag. He's denying, I'll write this down.
Denying the child.
Babcock, baby denier.
How many babies have you got, Babcock?
I don't.
He doesn't want to say. That's what I was doing.
Well, yeah, I feel like I'm giving birth to one right now. Well, that's another matter.
Okay, come on. Let's move away from that, please.
Move
away from that, please. Come on.
I just wanted to thank you both.
Yes.
Because there were times when I didn't have anyone, and I used to listen to your show, and it was quite like having a couple of friends talking to me.
But we're not friends.
And then, right, I'm trying to be sincere.
Could you speak into the phone? Your sincerity is making you sound very muffled.
I'm so sorry.
Good. That sounded sarcastic. That's more like it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, you don't realise the service that you provide to a lot of people.
Yep. Just hurry up a little bit. A lot of calls to get through.
Have I played some part in your life as well?
Who is this?
David Babcock.
No.
Right, enough of that. I've heard, I'm not going to go into too much detail, you are going to be visited on the stroke of midnight by a spirit. That's all I can say.
Oh.
Oh, now he's threatening us with ghosts.
Supernatural threats.
Here we get to the point. He phones up pretending he wants to say nice things. He phones up to threaten us with one of his ghost chums from beyond the grave. Well, I ain't afraid of no ghosts, David.
I'm a bit afraid.
Listen, wise guy, you've heard the Christmas Carol story.
I haven't, actually. What is it? Sounds rubbish.
Ebenezer Scrooge. You're a goose.
Oh.
Thank you very much for your call. What an absolute piece of hairy piece of trash.
What a way to end the year.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.